This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lo and behold, today is Monday, the 16th of April. This is Tax Deadline Day. Comes only 3 days after the celebration of Thomas Jefferson's birthday. You know, when you start talking about individual freedoms in America, it seems to me that all of us agree who listen to this network and who read the American Free Press that we are living in a day and an age where American freedoms are going out the window one by one. And I was having lunch with somebody the other day who listens to this network and who also is a subscriber to AFP. And I said, you know, it seems to me that you can go back into time and less than 100 years ago find two events that have probably defined everything that's happened since in terms of both domestic and political and foreign political disasters for the people of the United States. One was the imposition of a direct federal income tax on American citizens. The second was the creation of the Federal Reserve Board. Once those two things were set in place, it seems that we have had since that time nothing but taxation and taxation and taxation and taxation and taxation. You know, I used to live in Philadelphia when I was going to grad school up there one more time, and still have a graduate thesis to finish to complete that last degree. But nonetheless, I can remember all of the taxes that were involved in living in or around the city of Philadelphia. And, of course, you had your federal income taxes, of course, and FICA. But you also had all of the other things that pertain to being a part of the tax machine of the state. This involved state taxes, a state income tax in Pennsylvania. It involved county taxes. It involved, in some cases, believe it or not, township taxes, and so forth and so on. And as you begin to list city taxes and county taxes and township taxes and federal taxes, you'd get to the end of the day in Pennsylvania wondering how in the world in that part of the country where you are talking about the birthplace of America, you could have a tax system that bad. And yet, lo and behold, I was looking at an article this weekend in the Wall Street Journal, which listed the top 10 or 15 worst states in America in regard to the state and local taxation issue. And Pennsylvania was not even listed among those, which leads me to wonder what kind of tax tyranny those other 10 or 15 states are talking about. But suffice it to say that today is tax day, and when we talk about American freedoms, it seems to me that we would be less than candid if we didn't say that our freedoms are going out the window one by one, and that we no longer have a situation in this country where we are speaking about individual freedoms, but we are talking about the Leviathan state. Tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect. And, of course, this is the same government that has given us the USA Patriot Acts and the National Security Agency Surveillance Program. We are talking about the Military Commissions Act of 2006, even as I speak. And then, of course, there's that whole issue of war. Since the imposition of a direct federal income tax on American citizens and since the creation of a Federal Reserve Board, we have been involved in, what, two world wars? Not to mention all of these brushfire operations since then that we could list one by one by one. There was Korea and Vietnam, of course. We could talk about Grenada. We could talk about a series of other conflicts that we've been involved with, Panama. And, of course, these last two Gulf Wars, up to and including the present situation, where what, according to Mr. Wolfowitz of World Bank fame, was supposed to cost $50 billion, has now run up to $500 billion and counting. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At 8 o'clock this morning, we will have a couple of representatives from the Most Holy Family Monastery. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, we will have a couple of representatives of the Most Holy Family Monastery to talk about their particular understanding of religion and American culture. Going to be talking with them a little bit about what they see of the essential conflict between Jesus Christ and the Pharisees, as that is described in the New Testament, and how that conflict has played itself out in world history in the last 2,000 years. But in regard to news items today, I have been asked to let you know that there is a truckers' truck-out boycott. All 48 Conus state legislature capitol buildings will be circled and shut down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. Listeners can go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information. Check that out, folks. It's a very interesting event coming up. That is the Truckers Truck Out Boycott. All 48 Conus State Legislature Capitol buildings will be circled and shut down bumper to bumper, three trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. Sounds like somebody's starting to get fed up with government, doesn't it? You know, when I start thinking about getting fed up with government, which, of course, has been for a very long period of time, I go back to reading this nauseous material in corporate media in recent days talking about the whole issue of Paul Wolfowitz and the World Bank. You know, this is certainly an example of arrogance, crookedness, and corruption at the highest level. This is an example of what happens when we see not only an inversion of the relationship between the state governments and the federal government constitutionally, but now that the feds have involved us in all of these globalist organizations, we can see the full extent to which the policy elite in this country is destroying any vestige of integrity or political liberty for the citizens. And certainly when we look at Paul Wolfowitz of the World Bank and look at the disastrous role that this gentleman has played as an undersecretary of state in helping to pilot us into a quagmire in Iraq, largely at the behest of his pals in Tel Aviv, Paul Wolfowitz at the same time shows us exactly what kind of an individual he is by this now publicized arrangement where he was using his auspices as the president of the World Bank to get a very, very cushy deal for his girlfriend who was working at the bank. Mr. Wolfowitz was pressuring the human relations guy at the World Bank to go ahead and approve all kinds of pay, perks, and promotions for this person without the knowledge of the board of the bank. And fascinatingly enough, on this tax day, this tax deadline day, we note that among the many things that the London Financial Times tells us was a part of this wonderful set of opportunities that Mr. Wolfowitz had set up for his girlfriend was a tax-free job of almost $200,000 a year. I don't have the article in front of me because I was so disgusted I threw it out, but I believe the exact figure was $197,000. That this lady is going to make tax-free at the behest of Mr. Wolfowitz, her boyfriend at the World Bank. Wouldn't you like to make almost $200,000 legally tax-free? Shouldn't that be your right if it's her right? Mr. Wolfowitz, of course, is one of these guys that has a great way of working the system and working it very well. And it seems to me that aside from the fact that the World Bank is something that we should get out of, much as we should get out of the United Nations, nonetheless, as we examine what is going on with this issue of Mr. Wolfowitz and the World Bank, this is very definitely something that we need to keep an eye on because it embodies the corruption that we continue living with. The public wants to focus upon Don Imus and Anna Nicole Smith and some of those stories. Let them go right ahead. But the fact of the matter is that the corruption of our central banking system and what central banking has done to this country through the enactment of the Federal Reserve Act and what we have seen happen to this country in the wake of the imposition of a direct federal income tax on American citizens is quite obviously at the crux of what is wrong, what has happened to our Constitution, what's happened to our political and economic liberties, what has happened in this shift away from nationalism and towards a very evil brand of globalism. That's where it sits, folks. And Paul Wolfowitz, whom we have to thank for this present disaster in Iraq with all of the loss of human life and with the catastrophic economic circumstances and the political blowback to the United States, he now sits at the head of a bank that is stealing from you and me and that has involved the United States in something that we should get out of. But aside from those macrocosmic policy issues, we're looking at a crook, folks. This guy is clearly a crook. He has clearly utilized his position to not only line his own pocket, but to line the pocket of his girlfriend in a way which goes around even the ethos of the employees of the World Bank, not to mention the average American citizen. That's a disgusting story. It's an outrageous story, and it's something that we need to be keeping an eye on in the days ahead. And for those of you out there who are supporters of King George Bush, I want you to note something, that Mr. Bush's press spokesman has indicated several times in official statements that have been issued by the White House, that have been printed by the London Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal, among many other establishment corporate publications, that the president strongly backs Mr. Wolfowitz's continuance as the president of the World Bank. Mr. Bush is obviously a globalist. He's obviously an internationalist. We've discussed that many times in this show, as many of the RBN hosts have. But to have this obvious crook running the World Bank, particularly after contributing so much to the disaster that has befallen this country in Iraq, for the White House to say that they were in complete support of this guy is an indication of just how bad it is. For those of you who think that voting Republican is an answer to the conservative crisis in this country, for those of you who believe that the Republican Party is an alternative, a viable alternative to the bums on the other side of the aisle, meaning the Democratic Party, quite clearly it isn't. And this Wolfowitz story and the White House support of this crook is quite clearly at the bottom of the level of corruption that we see in so many areas of our government and of what used to be the American Republic. This Paul Wolfowitz situation and what it says about Mr. Bush and what it says about a two-party system that supports the World Bank and bureaucrats like Paul Wolfowitz is something that you should ruminate over just a little bit before your blood pressure reaches the screaming point today on this tax deadline day, only 3 days after the birth of Thomas Jefferson. Folks, is this still the country of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison? Or is this suddenly the country of George W. Bush and Paul Wolfowitz and Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and on and on and on and on? Something is really wrong. When are we going to take this country back? That's something that we need to be thinking about on this tax day, as once again we celebrate both the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, which has destroyed the value of the American dollar, as well as celebrating the imposition of a direct federal income tax upon American citizens in a way that would have appalled the founding fathers of this country. I believe that those two things are the reason why we are in so much of the trouble that we're in today. And when we hear these Fox News coverages of these campaigns coming up, and then read the Washington Times and the New York Post and all of the other usual suspects and culprits, it's quite easy to see that none of these folks have any idea of the real political issues that confront us. Which brings us back to the Republic Broadcasting Network and also to the American Free Press. These are two of the legitimate alternative sources of information that are available to you and to me. Let's use them, folks. Let's network with as many of our friends as we can, both by the written word as well as by the spoken, in order that we might recover this republic again. We're not going to do it by relying upon corporate Zionist news media. We're not going to do it by continuing to rely upon absurd canards, like the one that indicates that George W. Bush is certainly an alternative to John Kerry, or that John Kerry is an alternative to George W. Bush. As we look at that kind of political debate, it's absolutely simian. It doesn't get it. It continues to engage in these television soap opera versions of our political situation that do not at all focus upon the disaster of this war in Iraq, the disaster of federal taxation, the disaster of federal deficits, the disaster of central banking, the disaster of borrowing billions of dollars from central banks in Asia to finance this war in Iraq, the disaster of allowing the Israeli lobby to control the foreign policy of this country. The list just goes on and on. But the Paul Wolfowitz story of what this joker has been up to at the World Bank is an absolute disgrace to any decent American. And it seems to me that one of the good things that maybe we ought to be participating online is signing a petition that I was asked to sign online last night or two nights ago and did. And that was a petition to have Mr. Wolfowitz dumped as the president of the World Bank, for him to quit or for him to be ousted. I'll try to find that petition that I signed. I still have it, of course, in my inbox. I'll try to post it later at Breaking All the Rules News, so that for those of you who browse that news site and who listen to RBN, you too might participate in saying something publicly, nationally, and internationally about Mr. Wolfowitz, about what you and I think of the World Bank. Mark Dankos America will return live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined by a couple of representatives of the Most Holy Family Monastery at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Mark Dankos in America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Monday, the 16th of April, so-called tax deadline day. Want to celebrate the imposition of a direct federal income tax on American citizens. Want to celebrate the creation of the Federal Reserve Board. Want to celebrate all of the disastrous decline in American freedoms since then, where we've had nothing but wars and rumors of war, national debt, confiscatory taxation on citizens, and a decline in civil liberties related to a technological age which has robbed us of those liberties as government involves itself in all kinds of electronic surveillance of us. This is where we are, folks. 3 days after the celebration of the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, which got barely a whimper of a notice in corporate media. That was Friday the 13th that we observed Jefferson's birthday. We are now talking about the so-called tax deadline day. series of news stories that I wanted to at least mention before we have these gentlemen on at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. I have mentioned Behzad Yagmayan's piece entitled "Will American Bombs Kill My Iranian Dream?" Tom Englehart has this posted at tomdispatch.com. I will get this posted sometime, hopefully this evening, at Breaking All the Rules News. But suffice it to say that I have had a brief exchange with Behzad, and he has agreed to come on this show to discuss his essay. I think it's an especially important essay because it dovetails with the American Free Press's book, The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup, and The Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. And as you look at the at that volume with the original intelligence documents that are in it, it becomes obvious that the United States was doing things in 1953 in conjunction with the British MI6 that were clearly illegitimate interferences in the affairs of a foreign government. It looked like the thing to do at the time, according to a lot of folks. 25 years later, it looked very different. Certainly 50 years on, it looked very different. But when we read the AFP's book entitled The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide, one of its chief contributions is that it shows the extent to which Mohammad Mossadegh, the then Prime Minister of Iran in 1953, was being illegitimately linked to the Today Party, Communist Party of Iran, through a series of manufactured documents that were subsequently disseminated to friendly press and media sources that were designed to make Mossadegh look very, very red, very, very Marxist, very, very communistic and pro-Soviet in his orientation, to slant the nationalistic view that he, in fact, had in regard to what he felt should have been a fair deal for Iran in its oil arrangements with British Petroleum, or what, of course, in those days it was called the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. But when you look at those documents and see the extent to which Mossadegh was painted in a particular way by the American and British intelligence establishment for its own purposes and for the purposes of petroleum interests in the Middle East, that information will dovetail with Behzad Yagmayan's piece for Tom Englehart entitled "Will American Bombs Kill My Iranian Dream?" Scott Horton has a piece at Harper's Magazine today, which is the lead story at antiwar.com, and it's entitled "Torture, Secrecy, and the Bush Administration." We might take a look at some of the text of that particular piece before the guests come on at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. But again, that's entitled "Torture, Secrecy, and the Bush Administration" by Scott Horton of Harper's Magazine. Los Angeles Times has an important post today entitled "Divided Iraq Has Two Spy Agencies." When you get into that particular article and you see the absolutely insane character of what is happening in that country, where you have competing factions trying to control competing elements in the national intelligence establishment of the country of Iraq, it becomes very, very clear that we are dealing with a complete disaster in regard to what has been the destruction of any legitimate political or economic infrastructure in that country. Things are now descending to a point where we see very clearly in the events of the last few days, with the bombing of the Iraqi parliament being one example of just how bad this situation is. And, of course, we continue to pump American kids' lives into the middle of this thing, and it is a mess, folks. And again, keeping in mind just what a mess it is, our friend Mr. Wolfowitz comes to mind again, our favorite Jewish neoconservative, very much involved at the center of war planning for the United States before this catastrophe in Iraq, and urging us on, talking about how we would be greeted as victors, that there would be flowers in the street that would be before the feet of our oncoming, incoming troops, how we would be welcomed as great victors and liberators, and for the tune of $50 billion, right? Well, it's now $500 billion. We continue to see Americans dying there every day, over 655,000 Iraqi dead, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal. Mr. Wolfowitz continues to line his own pocket and those of his girlfriend at the World Bank. That's the way they do it in Washington. Commit a few criminal acts and get promoted. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll have a couple of representatives of Most Holy Family Monastery on at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. Wanted to mention again some important news posts today. Behzad Yakmayan's post for Tom Englehart entitled, Will American Bombs Kill My Iranian Dream? Must reading. Scott Horton's piece today for Iraq for antiwar.com entitled, Torture, Secrecy in the Bush Administration, is must reading. I've mentioned, of course, the LA Times post today entitled Divided Iraq Has Two Spy Agencies. For those of you who are really ticked off on this tax deadline day, take a look at the late Murray Rothbard's piece posted at lourockwell.com today entitled Can There Be a Just Tax? It's academic reading, but of course, Murray Rothbard was one of the great academicians of the 20th century. You will enjoy that piece simply because it will underscore just how bad things really are. Mike Whitney's piece entitled Doomsday for the Greenback has been around a few days, but it's well worth your time. I commit it to you again. And then Dr. Michael Chosadovsky's very excellent globalresearch.ca site has a couple of articles that I think are also must reading. One is written by Bill Berkowitz entitled Moon Waning in Washington, Reverend Moon and the Bush Family. We might take a look at that one a little bit this morning. And then Dr. Chosadovsky's very, very important essay, which I posted over the weekend at Breaking All the Rules News, and it's entitled The Iran War Theater's Northern Front, Azerbaijan and the U.S.-sponsored War on Iran. That's Dr. Michael Chosadovsky at globalresearch.ca. Breaking All the Rules News, the paleoconservative news service, has linked to that article. It's a very, very important and very ominous piece, but nonetheless one which we need to be aware of. A couple of other items that come to the fore today. Also at Global Research, you will find something entitled Former Bush Speechwriter Hints at 9/11 Inside Job. Says neocons would have created a false flag to justify war had it not been for the World Trade Center attack. Andy questions the official story. This is an article by Paul Joseph Watson talking about what I read as well in the Washington Post, coming to us from Victor Gold, the veteran GOP campaign operative who many, many years ago wrote a book that I perused in college entitled PR, as in President. Victor Gold's book at that time was a featured offering of the Conservative Book Club, and it has not lost its timeless character all these years later, as we look at what Victor Gold had to say in the Washington Post the other day, and Paul Joseph Watson gives us a good analysis of that at globalresearch.ca. It's entitled Former Bush Speechwriter Hints at 9/11 Inside Job. Kurt Nimmo has an important post today, by the way, an op-ed piece at his website entitled Another Day in the Empire, Don Imus' Mistake, and Ann Coulter's Target Selection. And Kurt goes on to ask that, why it is that we have a tremendous disparity between the Don Imus situation and the Ann Coulter one. Robert Wright, a senior fellow at the New America Foundation, doesn't have a clue. Why this disparity, he muses, and then ventures at a possible explanation. Quote, maybe part of it is that Coulter isn't as structurally susceptible to sanction as Imus. Unquote. There's more there, of course, but that's the gist of it. But the long and the short of it is that Kurt Nimmo provides an excellent explanation that, again, is right on target and provides the obvious explanation countering this absurdity in corporate media. Kurt Nimmo says that it's far more simple, Bob. It's open season on Muslims and Arabs. It's not simply turn time for the Arabs and Iranians. Our neocons have a well-established and contrived plan, although far too many people, when presented with the facts, react with disbelief and worse, credulity. Most of them want to believe that George Bush is a good man, maybe ill-equipped and bumbling, but a decent man at heart, when in fact he is a sociopath born into the vampiric elite, a profligate deviant guilty of massive war crimes. That comes to us today from Kurt Nimmo and his Another Day in the Empire website, and it's entitled Don Imus' Mistake and Ann Coulter's Target Selection. Read the whole op-ed piece. I've just read a portion of it. But suffice it to say that the anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, anti-Iranian angle, which Kurt points to today, I think is absolutely on target and gives us the wider propagandistic slant of corporate media in regard to things Middle Eastern. And that goes all the way down into the particular media moguls, the media hacks who do the bidding of the corporate establishment. Don Imus on the one hand, Ann Coulter on the other. Don has apparently finally been put out to pasture for violating certain sanctions related to political correctness. Ann Coulter, despite some of her more recent problems and outrages, continues to function. And Kurt Nimmo, I think, suggests that the real reason is because of the attack dog role that Ann Coulter has been asked to play by her Jewish handlers at Fox News in regard to this whole Islamic situation. CNN.com today gives us a very revealing piece from Dick Cheney entitled Democrats Likely to Back Down on War Spending. I think it's not only likely, folks, it's absolutely guaranteed. They've already done that and will continue to do it. And among many of the reasons that they will do it is because both of the parties are controlled by the Israeli lobby. And since the Israeli lobby wants this expanded war in the Middle East, this whole situation is going to continue. The vice president knows it. He's not spelling out the real reasons why the Democrats are going to back down on war spending. But nonetheless, he is bringing to the fore, as only Dick Cheney can, why there's no difference between the party of Dick Cheney and the party of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John Edwards. Two sides of a counterfeit coin, folks. This is a circumstance where the level of corruption in Washington, D.C. is absolutely sickening. And to some extent, you can argue that it all began with Abraham Lincoln. Invert the relationship between the states and the federal government unconstitutionally, as Lincoln did, and you are well on your way to then having what we now have, which many argue is a police state and an internationalist-oriented empire. But if you begin with Abe Lincoln and his inversion of the relationship between the states and the federal government, unconstitutionally so, and then fast forward to the first part of the 20th century with the creation of a direct federal income tax on American citizens and the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, and then you have the recipe for all of the things that have followed. Endless war, endless debt, confiscatory taxation on citizens, and the continued growth, the Leviathan growth of the federal police state that has now become a globalist-oriented outfit. And, of course, when we think about the International Monetary Fund and the United Nations and the World Bank and how those things make our blood boil, Paul Wolfowitz, I think, would make an excellent poster boy on this tax day, this tax deadline day, for everything that is wrong with our government. Do you want war? Do you want confiscatory taxation? Do you want the unconstitutional usurpation of powers that reside either with our own government or with our people, suddenly in the hands of globalist central bankers? If you like all of that stuff, then Paul Wolfowitz, it seems to me, is your guy, and again would make an excellent poster boy for the war in Iraq and for this war that is being conducted on behalf of Zionist interests. Paul Wolfowitz would make a great poster boy for the confiscatory taxation that is going on, that is directed at you and me as average American citizens. Paul Wolfowitz would make a great poster boy as we see our political liberties going out the window one after one. The USA Patriot Act, the NSA spying scandal, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, NAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union. The list just goes on and on and on. And when we try to understand how all of this has happened, certainly we look at Lincoln's war, which he conducted, his so-called war of aggression against the South, the inversion of the relationship, unconstitutional inversion of the relationship between the states and the federal government. And now in the 20th century, with the direct federal income tax imposition on American citizens and the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, we have, lo, this less than a century later, have a full-blown globalist agenda that is creating an internationalist scene that is moving us with hurtling speed toward world government. And keep in mind, as we think of Paul Wolfowitz as our poster boy for today on this tax deadline day, just remember that the Bush White House in the last 2 days, since Mr. Wolfowitz's exposure in the corporate press in regard to his situation with his girlfriend and getting her perks package taken care of, that the president has issued an official statement supporting this joker. Wants him to continue at the bank. He apparently thinks he's a great guy. Think of that, folks, when you're driving to the post office today, if you haven't done it already, with your federal tax forms. This is an absolutely grim time in the history of the United States. And obviously, when we look at this whole imbroglio that we are involved with in Iraq on this tax day, it's just a very, very sad circumstance. Are we going to take the country back? It remains to be seen. Let's backpedal for a minute and go back to this article by Bill Berkowitz today at Global Research. It's entitled Moon Waning in Washington, Reverend Moon and the Bush Family. When we speak of George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, I think it's absolutely important that we look at this Berkowitz story because it tells the real tale of the tape in regard to the Bush political empire. Mr. Berkowitz then says that despite an upcoming appearance by George Herbert Walker Bush at the newspaper's 25th anniversary celebration, a 20-plus year former Washington Times reporter says that the newspaper's survival is threatened. On May 17th, former President George Herbert Walker Bush will deliver the keynote address at the 25th anniversary celebration of the Reverend Sung Myung Moon-owned Washington Times newspaper at the National Building Museum. According to Fishbowl, D.C., a letter from the newspaper's president, Thomas McDivitt, pointed out that, quote, the evening includes a special reception, the inaugural Founding Spirit Awards, dinner, and a founder's address from Moon, whose commitment to the need for diverse viewpoints in the nation's capital during the Cold War era led to the launch of the Washington Times on May 17, 1982, unquote. And then the Fishbowl, D.C. Newsletter goes on to say that, quote, you would think that Bush would be given pause by a long record of behavior, such as Moon's claim to be Jesus Christ's replacement, his reputation among the Southern Baptists as a wolf in sheep's clothing. John Gornfeld, an investigative reporter and a longtime chronicler of Moon's activities, recently reported all of this, of course, in a post at the blog Talk to Action. But it turns out, according to Gornfeld, that the decades-long association between Bush and Moon has withstood many such bumps in the road. Over the years, Bush 41 and family have benefited from both the Reverend Moon's political and financial support. In 1996, Bush 41 was the featured speaker at a Moon-sponsored Buenos Aires banquet for which he may have received as much as $100,000, according to the Washington Post, to launch Moon's Latin American publication Tiempos del Mundo, or Times of the World. The former president said, quote, a lot of my friends in South America don't know about the Washington Times, but it is an independent voice. The editors of the Washington Times tell me that never once has the man with the vision interfered with the running of the paper, a paper that, in my view, brings sanity to Washington, D.C., unquote. Bush added that he was certain that Tiempos del Mundo is going to do the same thing. According to the consortium's Robert Perry, quote, Bush then held up a colorful new newspaper and complimented several articles, including one flattering piece about Barbara Bush. Bush's speech was so effusive that it surprised even Moon's followers. Once again, heaven turned a disappointment into a victory, the Unification News exulted. Everyone was delighted to hear his compliments. We knew he would give an appropriate and nice speech, but praise in Father's presence was more than we expected. It was vindication. We could just hear a sigh of relief from heaven, unquote. Robert Perry also pointed out that, quote, Bush's claims about the newspaper's editorial independence were not truthful, unquote. Practically from the day it opened its doors, Perry wrote, a string of senior editors and correspondents have resigned, citing the manipulation of the news by Moon and his subordinates. The first editor, James Whalen, resigned in 1984, confessing that he had blood on his hands, quote unquote, for helping the church achieve greater legitimacy. The day after the Buenos Aires event, Bush accompanied Moon to Uruguay, quote, to help him inaugurate a seminary in the capital Montevideo to train 4,200 young Japanese women to spread the word of his Church of Unification across Latin America, unquote, Reuters reported. It was also reported in November of 1996 that Carlos Menem, then the president of Argentina, told reporters from La Nación that Bush had claimed privately to be only a mercenary who did not really know Moon, quote, Bush told me he came and charged money to do it, unquote, Menem said. In February of this year, Robert Perry pointed out that, quote, throughout these public appearances for Moon, Bush's office refused to divulge how much Moon-affiliated organization have paid the ex-president, unquote. While Bush's fee for the Buenos Aires appearance alone ran between $100,000 and $500,000, sources close to the Unification Church told Robert Perry that the total spending on Bush ran into the millions, with one source telling Perry that Bush stood to make as much as $10 million from Moon's organization. The Houston Chronicle reported in June of 2006 that Moon's Washington Times Foundation used the Greater Houston Community Foundation to funnel $1 million for Bush 41's presidential library. Perry reported that the newspaper, quote, obtained indirect confirmation that Moon's money was passing through the Houston Foundation to the Bush Library from Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath. Asked whether Moon's $1 million had ended up there, Grath responded, quote, we're in an uncomfortable position. If a donor doesn't want to be identified, we need to honor their privacy, unquote. But when asked whether the $1 million was intended to curry favor with the Bush family to get President George W. Bush to grant a pardon for Moon's 1982 felony tax fraud conviction, McGrath answered, quote, if that's why he gave the grant, he's throwing his money away. That's not the way the Bushes operate. McGrath then added, quote, President Bush has been very grateful for the friendship shown to him by the Washington Times Foundation, and the Washington Times serves a vital role in Washington, but there can't be any connection to any kind of pardon, unquote. In 2001, the day before the first inauguration of George W. Bush, the newspaper's foundation sponsored a prayer luncheon that was attended by some 1,700 religious, civic, and political leaders, including the Reverend Jerry Falwell, former National Evangelical Association President Don Argue, Trinity Broadcasting Network's Paul Crouch, and a host of leaders from the Southern Baptist Convention. This is hosted by a guy who claims that he's a replacement for Jesus Christ. We'll continue looking at Bill Berkowitz's piece entitled Moon Waiting in Washington. Mark Dankoff's America returns live on RBN from San Antonio, Texas. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, we'll be joined by a couple of representatives of the Most Holy Family Monastery. I'll say more about their website when they come on. But suffice it to say that right now I'd like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do that by going to our website at www.republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. Through those same contact points, you can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And, again, those contact points apply, 1-800-724-2719 or republicbroadcasting.org. And you can go to the Republic Broadcasting website at republicbroadcasting.org to find out more about this truckers' truck-out boycott. All 48 continental United States state legislature capitol buildings will be circled and shut down bumper to bumper, free trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. For more information on this, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and read up on that and distribute that information to your friends. It's going to be a very, very interesting thing to watch that event, which is scheduled to begin exactly 1 week from today. And so we go back in our last couple of minutes before the next commercial break to the Bill Berkowitz piece entitled Moon Waning in Washington. You can find this at globalresearch.ca. That's Dr. Michael Chosadovsky's site. Breaking All the Rules News will repost it later with a link to the original. When you want to understand something about George W. Bush and understand something about the corruption among those members of the religious right that tend to flock around Mr. Bush, suffice it to say that when you look at the connection with Mr. Moon, here is a part of the piece of the larger puzzle. This guy claims that he is a replacement for Jesus Christ, that he is actually the Son of God. His unification church would be determined to be a cult by any Orthodox Christian group across the reputable Christian spectrum historically. And yet here you have a situation where Mr. Bush is linked to this guy, his sons are linked to him, Falwell and Don Argue and Paul Crouch and a group of people from the Southern Baptist Convention have been hooked up with a Moon-sponsored event or two. This is very, very grim information. Mr. Berkowitz goes on to tell us in this piece that 2 years ago, Neil Bush accompanied Moon on a few legs of the Reverend's World Peace King Bridge Tunnel Tour, showing up at the Reverend's side in the Philippines and Taiwan. In Manila, Bush attended the inaugural convocation of the Universal Peace Federation, or UPF, the Manila Bulletin reported. Bush met with Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, who, quote, praised Moon for his global peace efforts and God-centered, family-centered economic and social initiatives in various parts of the world, including projects in a number of Philippine cities, unquote, the Manila paper reported. Some 3,000 people, according to the Taipei Times, including Vice President Annette Lu, U.S. President George W. Bush's younger brother Neil Bush, and Washington Times President Du Dong Moon, listened to Reverend Moon's speech at the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall in Taipei. The World Peace King Bridge Tunnel was described by Moon, quote, for thousands of years, Satan used the Bering Strait to separate East and West, North and South, as well as North America and Russia geographically. I propose that a bridge be constructed.